Thousands of small businesses in Massachusetts could soon get a break on health insurance costs. What's called a group purchasing cooperative, formed by the Massachusetts Retailers Association, will begin enrolling members this week, promising discounts of at least 20%. The projected savings come in part from a deal between Steward Healthcare System and the Fallon Community Health Plan, under which most patients would be funneled to Steward hospitals for most of their care. To talk about how this might work, we're joined now by the State Undersecretary for Consumer Affairs, Barbara Anthony. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome. Great to be here. Good morning.
Why don't you start by telling us how this will lead to lower-cost health plans for the businesses that choose to participate?
Well, one of the great accomplishments, I think, of last year was a law that permits small businesses to get together and form these purchasing co-ops. This will enable them to have some of the bargaining benefits that large firms have when they cut deals with insurance carriers. So that's the way the thing will operate. It will give them a little bit of market power. There are wellness programs connected with this that will help the smaller businesses, again, to get some of the advantages that large businesses have when they bargain with their insurance companies.
Will this model change the healthcare landscape in the state?
Well, we hope it will for the better. This is the first of about six co-ops that have been authorized by the legislature. This was a bill signed by the governor last year. And the idea here is that at least six co-ops covering about 85,000 lives will come into being in Massachusetts, and they'll do the same thing. They will use their collective bargaining power with health insurance companies. The health insurance companies will be offering a lower product, a lower-priced product than their regular product to these co-ops. I think the interesting thing about this particular one is that Fallon has partnered with Steward Healthcare, and together they're able to come up with a lower-priced product than the usual product for these small businesses. From what I've read, it sounds like a pretty good arrangement. Steward's a good system. They're also allowing out-of-network system to some tertiary care hospitals in the Boston area. So all in all, it looks like an excellent product. They're saying that they expect the price to be 20% lower than their usual products. This is the kind of innovation that we were hoping that insurance companies and providers would bring into the marketplace with some incentive here. The incentive being, in this case, the small business purchasing co-op, and frankly, the efforts by the administration to encourage lower health care costs between carriers and insurance companies.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Is it good for consumers? The businesses may be able to offer lower cost plans, but I'm looking at some of the details, which essentially show cost shifting. Employers get to offer the lower cost plans, but employees might wind up paying some pretty stiff deductibles, $2,000 for an individual, for example, and $4,000 for a family. That might be kind of hard to swallow.
You have to understand there are those size deductibles right now going on in the marketplace. One of the things that has happened as we try to reduce healthcare costs is that consumers have the choice of paying more for a product and getting, you know, a full range and perhaps lower deductibles, or paying less for a product, having some higher deductibles and a smaller choice of providers. So this is the marketplace working. It is giving people the choice of what it is that they want to purchase to cover their particular needs.
Barbara Anthony, Massachusetts Undersecretary for Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye now.